Halachan Shulchan Aruch in Reshnan Dalet, Halachat Dalet. Perot Shen Echalim Hayim. Those are fruits that can be eaten raw. Mutar L'tenam Saviv Akedera. So you're allowed to place them on Erev Shabbat next to the pot that's on the fire. The pot's directly on the fire. You're placing the perot next to the pot. That means the fruit are actually touching the fire. Even though they're not going to get cooked before Shabbat, the problem, how could you put something directly on a fire that's not cooked before Shabbat? We always make a gezerah on an open fire. You might come and stoke the fire or do something to the fire in order to get it to be cooked. If it was cooked from before Shabbat, there's no problem. But this perot, Maran is still clearly telling you, even though they will not be cooked from before Shabbat, it's mutar to put them on the fire before Shabbat. Even though Maran says you're putting it saviva kedera, Mishnah explains that that was the minhag, that's where they would do it. They wouldn't put it directly on the fire without next to a pot, but it means it's touching the fire. So that's the way they did it in Yom. But what mean if you put it directly on the fire? It's mutar. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, even though they're touching the fire, and they're getting roasted b'Shabbat b'Chomayesh. What about meat and all these other things that we said you cannot do the same thing? By meat we said it has to be at least half cooked. And here we're saying they're raw. Da'acha, kevan shenechalim hayim. Hareu ketavshish and basel kemachad ben drosai. Since they're edible, people eat fruit raw. Look, it's like it's cooked already. On the contrary, the yoter hem tovim belo bishul klal. The better off if they would stay raw. Mishat tavshish meshkava masandurai belo atel hatuye. And therefore there's no gezerah by foods that are eaten raw that you're going to come and stoke. Okay, that's a point I got to know. So the question then is asked, based on this. A person wants to take his teapot and he wants to fill it with water right before Shabbat. He wants to have hot water for Friday night, let's say, after dinner. They want to have tea for dessert, or coffee, whatever it may be. So he fills the teapot before Shabbat. He doesn't have a blech or one of these, tiger pots or things like that that you plug into the wall. But he wants to take the teapot and mamash put it on the fire, open fire, on Erev Shabbat. And he'll whistle the whole Shabbat till he finishes drinking it. It doesn't bother him. Oh, the problem is, hey, it's not cooked. Rabbi, we just learned, by perot, since they're eaten raw, and water is also drink, you drink water the way it is, so seemingly it should be okay, because there's no problem of coming to stoke something that I'm able to eat. Just like raw fruit is permissible to directly on the fire before Shabbat, so cold water, should have the same heter. Maran, if you halakot later, intent, says not like that. Lo yimale havit shel ma'im v'yiten l'tanur erev Shabbat im hashecha v'im asaken asurim l'motzei Shabbat v'kdei she'asu. If a person went right before Shabbat and put cold water on an open flame, asur to drink the water on Shabbat, and even after Shabbat he has to wait a certain amount of time. What's the chiluk? What's the difference between perot and ma'im? Says the Mishnah Berura, "Afagav de ma'im reuim lishtot chayim, ve'ayar ha'ui liyodinam keperot ha'nechalim chayim le'el b'seiv dalet." The Mishnah Berura asked that question. Mikol makom enam tovim kol kach keperot, u'mehani le'em ha'chimum arbe, ve'yesh ba'em gezerat chitur. Because hot water is a good item, and we choshesh that more you're going to come to stoke it to get it hot. Although you can drink it raw, but when it's hot water, especially in this case, he wants it for hot tea and things like this, So therefore, if you left it on an open fire, there's a gezerah, shemayachteh. He wants to get in the best way. And therefore, he has a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So how do you do this over here? How do you put water on the flame before Shabbat? Erev Shabbat imashecha, ela im ken yesh shahut sheyitchamemu konem ben hashemashot. Unless there's time for it to become hot, ben hashemashot, then you're okay. Av sheyitchamemu kod sorkan, even though it's not going to be fully cooked. Even if it gets half cooked, we should be okay. Oh, so comes Rabbi Moshe Levi in Menuchat Ahava, and he discusses over here the shi'ur of how hot it has to be. Again, this is all talking when you want to leave it on a open flame. We're not talking about over here when you're putting it in a tiger pot and things like that. There's no chitui on those things. There's no buttons, no nothing. It's not worse than an electric flame. That's not the subject here. Here we're talking about over here where there's a hashash of chitui because there's an open flame. So he says, "Ma'im shenatru b'shi'ur me'am ma'anot." That's 100 degrees. He's talking about 100 degrees centigrade. So make the hashbon, if you have the hashbon, calculate it quickly to see what the Fahrenheit is. Mutar be'erev Shabbat laniham al gabe kiraim shel gaz. You can put it on open fire. Even if you didn't cover the fire or the kafturim. Betnai shebeshaah shema'amidam al gabe kiraim l'sur shevat b'chamim. So they have to be hot. Lefachot b'shi'ur shayad soledet bahem k'hamishim ma'alot. Which means, if the water was heated already, me'am ma'alot, which is considered, was cooked already once, so that's already the normal shi'ur that people drink water. And then he says, when you put it on the fire now, even if it's 50 ma'alot, at the time that you put it on the fire, shebechivat shebe'ruhim l'shtiyah hama, you can drink it the way it is. U'b'shi'atan agabe ha'esh, ta'aman mishtanil ra'ah, not only that, but the more you keep these waters on the fire, they become worse because they evaporate. You're not going to come move the fire. If they're not hot, b'shul yad soledet bo b'sha'at kenisat Shabbat, or if they're hamim b'shul yad soledet, but lo latchum me'olam, or if they're hot, but you never heated them before to the full shiur of me'am ma'alot, he says, "Lefi mashem makpidim bezmanin al pei arofim, shelo lishtot ma'im chamim ela kenatchu bishul me'am ma'alot. Im ken, havi leketavshit shelo lepashel kol tzurko, v'afilu shayad soledet bo, darei ein derech lishtotam ad sheyitchu bishul me'am ma'alot." Which means, if they were fully cooked once, so then already he's lenient to put it on the fire. Because they don't drink it unless it was fully cooked. The doctors say, if it was partially heated water, you don't drink it. It's not healthy. So he says, it has to be cooked fully. So now, what's the fully cooked for water? 100 ma'alot. Now what happened? Cool down. Now it's only 50. Doesn't matter. As long as it's 50, which is the normal yad soledet bo, you can put it on the open fire from before Shabbat. According to some opinions, even if it's half of that, because Marcham ben Drosai is half, even if it's 25 ma'alot, but only after you cooked it fully once. So halakha l'maase, somebody says, "Rabbi, I want to put cold water, I never heated it, never do nothing. I want to put it 2 minutes before Shabbat on open fire, asur. Because it's not going to get heated from before Shabbat, and there's a gezerah of chitui, like Maran says." So, Rabbi, is there a heter? It's a simple heter. If you put it on 18 minutes before Shabbat, by Shabbat time comes, it'll be boiling, you have no problem. Then you can take it off the fire on Shabbat, pour all the coffees, and you're not going to put it back on the fire after that, of course, but you have at least tea for Friday night. Rabbi, is there another option? According to Rabbi Moshe Levi, heat it up to 100 ma'alot from before. Now it's already considered nitbashel kol tzorko, and then as long as going into Shabbat, it's even 50 ma'alot, which is yad soledet bo, you can leave it on an open fire. But if it wasn't cooked before to 100 ma'alot, even if it's hot going into Shabbat to 50 ma'alot, he's not allowing it because it was never cooked, and people don't drink it that way, and therefore there still could be a hashash of chitui.